With medical marijuana gradually becoming a legal norm across the country, questions remain about how it works and why. Bloomington is one of the world's centers for research into the effects of the many types of cannabis plant. Heather Bradshaw heads a lab at the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences looking into the active components in pot and how they may or may not be useful as medicines. She joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk to discuss what we know and what we need to find out.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week, Heather Bradshaw. Now, she's the head of the Bradshaw Lab of Lipid Neuroscience. That's part of the Indiana University Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences. She studies cannabinoids, neurobiochemistry, and lipidomics. What is lipidomics?
It's under the umbrella of the omics. Genomics is the study of all the genes in an organism, and the proteomics came next, where it was the study of all the different proteins that are being made from those genes. Lipidomics is also a big field where we study all the lipids that are being made in an organism, but very differently from genomics, which is literally the blueprint of your genes, right? Proteomics is the outcome of that, and it's very predictable. You can predict the kinds of proteins that are going to be made from those genes, but some of those proteins are actually enzymes or building blocks to make other stuff. Right. And one of the things that they make are specialized lipids. And so we don't actually have a good blueprint for all the lipids that are in our cells. What I do in part in my lab is in collaboration with chemists, we will predict and say, if these components exist in a lipid, then let's make it. And then I will use mass spec in my lab, mass spectrometry, and develop a method to be able to measure that lipid. And then I'll go into, say, the brain and see if that lipid exists.
Tell me, what is a lipid?
Okay. A lipid is a fat. Fat gets a really bad rap, especially in this culture.
Right.
But
we die without fats in
our course,
diet.
Of course, yes. And all of our membranes, everything that surrounds every cell in our body, are made up of different kinds of lipids or fats.
Right.
And one of the things that we've been finding out in the last decade or so as the field of lipidomics expands is that it's not just for insulation around our cells, and it's not just for storage of energy, which is the fat as the primary storage form of energy.
Right.
But it's actually a way, specialized lipids are ways that our cells talk to each other.
Neurosignaling.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the lipids that you study is the cannabinoid.
Well, cannabinoid is a class of
okay.
lipids. There are quite a few cannabinoids. There's, of course, the most famous, which is delta-9 THC, which is what people think of with cannabis, which is why it's called cannabinoids. They're molecules that are made in the cannabis plant. The reason that marijuana has any effect on anyone is that there are molecules in that plant that activate a system in the brain. And that system didn't evolve so that maybe one day you would interact with that plant. We as a scientific community figured out first that there are these compounds in cannabis that activate certain receptors and they're in the brain. And then by doing that, we realized, oh, there must be this endogenous system. And what is that? What are those systems? And interestingly, the compounds in the cannabinoids in cannabis are lipids.
Yeah.
And the compounds in the brain that activate the same receptors are lipids as well. And so that's the connection.
So is there a possibility then that if we smoke pot, we are somehow changing that messaging system in any way?
Absolutely.
And how?
Well, I think that's a big question right now. The part of the issue is that if people take medicinal or recreational cannabis, they are not just taking one molecule.
Mm-hmm.
And because we've actually had synthetic or isolated THC that has been in a pill form
right.
for many years, it doesn't have nearly the same effect as people who take cannabis.
Even though it's chemically...
Well, it has one chemical. And the point is that cannabis has lots of chemicals, right?
Which somehow alter the effects.
That they certainly appear to different molecules in the cannabis plant have different effects.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not all THC that's having an effect. And it's very likely that medicinally there are, it's probably many of the other compounds that are having effects in for different diseases. And that's one of the things that the group of scientists that I work with across the world, we are studying many of the different compounds in the cannabis plant and seeing what systems are they working on endogenously? How are they working in the brain? And also, what are those endogenous systems so that we can understand them better? Because there are lots of effects of cannabis, negative and positive, because that's the thing too, is that it's not all, oh, you know, it's medicinal cannabis, that's great and it's going to cure everybody. Well, no. If, like with any drug, if it has an effect for a disease, then it has an effect. And if somebody doesn't have a disease and they're taking that drug over and over again, then it could actually cause a problem. And so this is, you know, so many of us are just trying to figure out what are all the different molecules in the cannabis plant, how do they work in the brain and in the body, and how do we go from there?
Before we started recording, you and I were talking about how people do their own independent research, as it were, and I put the word research in quotation marks because they go to the University of Google.
Right.
And there are many things on there, including marijuana basically cures cancer.
Well, I don't want to be glib or whatever, but if it were that simple, we would be done. Okay?
Yeah. But the pharmaceutical corporations are putting the kibosh on all of this.
Well, that's part of the narrative. But again, if it were that simple... There's no way I think our human community would say we're going to let these people suffer and all these groups make money,
mm-hmm.
even though we know the answer, because right. we really don't know the answer.
Right.
A big part of the issue with this concept of medical cannabis is mm-hmm. that there are so many different forms of the plant. The nature of how it's been grown for decades is that those strains that had more THC and gave people a quicker high mm-hmm. were selected for.
Yes.
Over those other strains that were how the plant evolved, which might actually have more of these compounds that might help people.
Heather Bradshaw is a scientist and a researcher. She heads up the Bradshaw Lab of Lipid Neuroscience. My passion is lipids, is one of your famous quotes.
Oh, yeah. I do have a passion for that, yeah.
Heather, thanks for being on Big Talk.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.